It's the Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine podcast, and I'm Janet Blair. Each week, I sit down with one of my girlfriends, whether it be
Teresa,
Natalie,
Carrie,
Kristen,
Tara,
Stephanie.
We talk about whatever.
We completely restore this trailer,
you know, fry people's faces off
as a bad Mexican.
I don't understand the competition that goes on between women.
Two girls and a bottle of wine.
Over a glass of wine, bottle of wine, or sometimes a couple bottles of wine. Join in on Facebook at facebook.com/twogirlsandabottleofwine. Don't miss us.
I'm not totally myself lately. Because Steve's here if we go over.
Yes. Hi, I'm Janet.
And I'm Carrie.
And we are two girls and a bottle of wine.
Because men like boobs.
And girls like wine. Carrie McLeod, carry on life, carry for life, Carrie is back in the house.
Woohoo!
Carrie, Boberry, Banana, Fana, Foferry, me, my Mary. Carrie brought the wine.
I bartended at Gunther Tootie's throughout my undergrad years, which was long. I took the scenic route through my undergrad years.
The four-year plan turned into 10?
Oh, my God. We did the banana song. Is that what it's called? The banana
yes.
song? Every day. Every single day. Well, I used to work with this. I was a bartender, but I used to work with this one waitress, and she was hilarious, and she had this New York accent. And she was taking a group of kindergartners on a little tour, and the song came on. Well, our boss's name was Chuck. She starts singing, Chuck, Chuck.
Go ahead, Carrie.
We're all looking at her like, excuse me? She caught it just in time. We're like, oh, oops. Those poor kindergartners.
Steve said that should be our intro. I should sing that song every co-host.
Okay.
Yeah, that was my first try. It didn't go so badly.
It was good.
Hopefully no one turned off the podcast in five seconds.
I danced to it. It was good. It was catchy. Okay.
It was. So What's been up with you, Miss Carrie?
Oh, my gosh. So many things since last time.
What can you share?
I can share any of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you went from dating to single.
Well, yeah, we've had our ups and downs all based around the same thing, the kid thing, and now it's final. It's final, and it's hard. It is hard, and, you know, there's just steps you have to take, and sometimes you just have to get through it 1 minute at a time. Okay, I made it through this minute. I'll make it through the next minute. It would be easier if we had problems. We didn't have problems. We got along great. He was wonderful to me.
You have no reason to hate him.
None.
That would be hard.
None whatsoever. And so, I mean, there's some anger because, you know, he went into this relationship knowing my tubes are tied. I do not want to have more kids. I'm done. I don't really want the ones I have. And so
the return policy sucks on kids.
I know. So, you know, that's the only thing. What's really challenging is listening to, you know, I'll get emails from women who seem to want me to avenge this or something. I'm like, what's to avenge?
Their negative experiences, they're casting that net into your world.
Right, exactly. It's like, don't carry your baggage into my life because he is a very wonderful man and he deserves to have kids. And now it's time. It's time to finally just cut the ties. So that's been a little bit challenging, but, you know, I'm keeping myself busy. I'm not wallowing. I'm not feeling sorry for, well, I am sorry feeling sorry for myself, but I'm not wallowing. I'm not just crawling under my blankets. I'm going about my life.
You went on a date.
I did go on a date. That was a little premature. I did
well,
go on a
date. Well,
now
you know.
And there's a, you know, one or two fellas that I am actually somewhat interested in, you know, as much as I can be right now. And, you know, I signed up for a fencing class with my son. I'm not sure I want my uncoordinated autistic son to have a sword. But
fencing with Sheldon Cooper.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I think it'll be interesting.
And for those listening, if you don't know, her son is very similar to Sheldon Cooper.
He is. He is Sheldon Cooper.
And that is the only reason she's on the show is because I am obsessed with Sheldon Cooper. No, I'm just kidding.
It's my one redeemable thing. You know, so I'm doing that. I'm learning how to line dance.
Oh, that's hard.
In the privacy of my home.
Smart lady. I worked at the Grizzly Rose, which if you're not from Denver, it's a huge country music bar. It was nominated for Country Honky Tonk or whatever of the year for the Academy of Country Music Awards. It didn't win, but it was nominated. It's huge. It holds 2,000 people, has a ginormous dance floor with like a sparkly, what's it called? The ball.
It's a disco ball,
but it's a disco cowboy hat. It has two mechanical bulls. It's just this giant honky-tonk.
Why didn't I notice the disco cowboy hat?
It took me probably 2 years of working there before one night. So I was like, what? Is that new? No, Janet. So I worked there for 3 years, and I'm getting ready to work there next month. I work sporadically, but I don't know how to line dance. And like my customers would always be like, hey, you want to dance? I'm like, I don't know how to dance. I don't know how to country dance. I don't know how to line dance. I don't know how to dance. And when I was single, I would go there because I was comfortable there on like mm-hmm. ladies' night or Saturday nights when I wanted to get out of the house. Mm-hmm. And I would always like try and dance with the older guys, like 60 plus, mm-hmm. because they're so cute, you know? And
they can be a little touchy-feely sometimes.
They can. You just got to slap a hand. Slap a hand.
Yeah.
And I learned very quickly. I just don't know how to dance. I don't.
I'm a fairly good dancer, so I figured.
Do you run into that where you have to dance with a tall guy?
I do. I do have to dance with a tall guy. I'm a fairly good dancer, and I belly dance, and you know, so I think I can pick it up. I'm picking it up.
Good job.
I don't know if I will when I see their fancy additional steps they add on to
it. Just don't go on, like, kids' nights where there's lots of kids.
Yeah.
Like, Thursday nights, no. Sunday nights, no.
That's where a lot of people are trying to get. Let's go Sunday night. I'll bring my kids. I'm not bringing mine. No.
It's like Chuck E. Cheese on Sunday nights. No way, Jose.
Oh, no. Then
as a waitress, there was one concert, one Sunday night. It was Rodney Atkins, and they wanted us waitresses to work. Typically, waitresses didn't work on Sunday nights. And so I'm like, oh, this is going to suck. So I, like, dressed all, like, kitty-friendly with, like, mm-hmm. star earrings and, like, fun. Mm-hmm. And, like, I'm walking along serving sodas. You don't get tipped well on sodas.
Yeah.
And I, like, ran into a child because I have a tray. I can't see below that tray.
Right.
It's dangerous. And it's dark in the Grizzly Rose.
Yeah. Okay. So I will not go in kids' night. It was already weird to me that it's 18 plus, the concert.
Thursdays in concerts. Yeah.
Well, yeah. And that was kind of weird. So I was talking to this girl in the bathroom because, you know, by then I'm drunk and everybody's my new best friend. Mm-hmm. So I'm talking to this girl in the bathroom and she was 19. I'm like, how are you in here? You're 19. Go home.
Go home.
Go home.
Mama says go home.
I know. She's all drunk. I'm like, you need to go home.
Yes.
Go home. Go to bed. Do your homework.
You're learning to line dance. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. You'll have to become professional and teach the rest of us.
And I'm doing a lot of writing.
You are. You posted a new blog post, which we're not mm-hmm. going to read. Yeah. I asked and you said no. But carryonlife.com.
Yeah, this was a good one.
It got really was.
It got really good feedback. It got some yuck.
You're so insightful. I love it. Like, you overthink things in a good way and turn it into, like, insightful writing.
Not always. I can spiral. Oh, my God.
I think we're women in general.
Yes. Down into this whole wind tunnel of anxiety where it's like, oh, my
negativity.
God, how did I get here?
Yes.
Yeah.
A Hillbilly Nerd Talk is a podcast that I recently was on.
Yeah, listen to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're awesome people. But Petra was saying recently that she does the same thing. We just go into psycho mode. Just go crazy town all up in our heads.
Yeah, and we just think and think.
And the guys
and
just sit there going,
where did you get this from?
I just asked you to bring me a beer. Yeah, so, and I'm going to have Petra on as a co-host one day soon. I'm tweaking my ability to record from Skype.
That'll be fun.
She is awesome.
That'll be fun.
All right, so Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine has been happening. We've been, like, interacting with the movie people here in town, and we got mm-hmm. some stuff coming up. Mm-hmm. And so I've been posting all about it. It's the Hot Pursuit giveaway.
I love it.
It looks like a great movie, and we're going to play the trailer right now.
What I'm about to say cannot leave this room. Do you know who Vicente Cortez is?
Yes, he is the top lieutenant in the cartel. He is known as the Bank of Bogota, the Tender Tender, the Lender Lender, the Money Launderer, El Chapo, the Pork Chop, Bachelet.
Okay. Tomorrow morning, you will escort our witness to Dallas so she can testify against Cortez.
Mrs. Riva, we have got to get going.
Look at you, you're teeny tiny. You're like a little dog that I can put in my purse.
But Cortez has killed every witness we've had.
Danger, ma'am. Everything's gonna be fine.
What about my husband?
Can't stop it.
Everything but your husband's gonna be fine.
Ah! You don't have to like me, but I'm the best chance you have at surviving.
What the hell is that white stuff?
Thank you, Father.
I should call the police.
No, I am the friggin' police. Don't you see? You're free to go.
But I totaled your car.
I said you're free to go! This accident's gonna be all jacked up.
We have been set up, shot at, and
hunted down.
Officer Cooper stands at 4 feet, 11 inches.
Oh, come on.
The other suspect, a 45-year-old Latina woman, is...
My madre.
We need a couple hours to lay low. Now, can you help us with that?
I kind of like your smile.
You do not know anything about me.
I have seen your underwear.
I like a lot of coverage.
It's no underwear, that's a diaper.
I know everything I need to know.
They tried to seduce me with some lesbian stuff.
I am her lover.
Ooh la la. Oh, yeah.
But I'm a Christian, so I wasn't interested in that.
Mandy.
Whoa, hey.
Penis. Oh, my God. Penis.
I'm going to get...
Officer Cooper is 4 feet 9 inches.
I am 5 foot 2.
Traveling with a 50-year-old suspect.
15.
Find them now.
We have to get out of this car right now. They're going to kill us both. Follow my lead.
Mrs. Reba is having some problems with some lady business.
Can't she just hold it?
No, you see, once a month, my uterus sheds its lining so that the eggs descend into the...
Oh, my God.
Would you speak Spanish?
Cállate tu boca.
Gringa chiquitica.
Tu boca muy gorda.
Simplona.
So now you've seen the trailer. Freaking hilarious,
it
isn't
it? It does look funny.
It's Hot Pursuit. It's the movie that's coming out May 8th is when it's released. And it stars Reese Witherspoon. And
who I love.
Me too. Sweet Home Alabama is going to be my all-time favorite movie until I die, probably. With Almost Famous in second. Mm-hmm. I like those blonde actresses. And Sofia Vergara. Mm-hmm. And she is hilarious.
She's funny.
So we have what we are calling Cinco de Movie Night with two girls and a bottle of wine and Hot Pursuit. It's your chance to win tickets for you and a friend to come see the advanced screening of Hot Pursuit here in Denver on May 5th. That's why it's Cinco de Movie Night. Mm-hmm. So what we want you to do is send us a picture of you and your partner in crime. It could be your significant other, your bestie, or even your cubicle mate. You need a night out. Mm-hmm. The boss has been riding you pretty hard. You got to get out of that cubicle. We want to see that picture of your partner in crime. So send us a picture of you and your partner in crime, and you could win the tickets. Now, you can send them to us via email, and that's twogirlsinabottleofwine@gmail.com. You can tag us on Instagram, which is @2girlsinwine. You can tag us on Twitter, which is @2girlsandwine. Or you can send it to us on Facebook. So lots of different ways you can win, and it should be a lot of fun. I can't wait to see all these pictures.
Am I eligible to win?
Yeah, I see why not. I don't see why not. I'm going to throw them all into a hat. And
all right, good. I have a partner in crime.
Good deal. Mm-hmm. And you guys need a girls' night out for Cinco de Mayo and Reese Witherspoon, right?
I might need to make a different partner in crime just because she's not a movie person.
Oh, yes. You need a movie person.
Yeah, Amber is not a movie person.
Oh, there you go.
She's a really good partner in crime, though.
I can only imagine. She's going to be here next month.
I know. I'm excited.
I am excited, too. So, Woman Crush of the Week.
You go
first. Are you ready? Me?
Yes.
Why?
Because
I feel like you're setting me up.
No, just go
first. Setting me up. Okay.
I'm not setting you up.
So the 50th anniversary of the Academy of Country Music Awards was this last Sunday. And I gotta tell you, that's my Super Bowl. That's my World Series. That's my Academy Awards. The Academy of Country Music Awards is kind of it's a holiday to me. Mm-hmm. It was a good weekend for Steve to be gone. Because
he
doesn't.
Do you dress up and do the party? And
we did the party. I went to a girlfriend's house. But I have always had this vision of having hosting a party where I have a red carpet that comes to the front door with food.
I love that.
But my boyfriend hates country music. So
funny.
I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon. I was actually blessed with the ability to go to the Academy of Country Music Awards last year. Mm-hmm. And I can die a happy woman now.
I'll do that kind of party next year, and you can just come to that.
I like it.
Okay.
I like it. All right. So the reason I'm talking about that is that has to do with my Woman Crush of the Week. And I picked my Woman Crush of the Week before the awards because I was thinking, okay, I know you guys are thinking I'm going to do Miranda, but I've already done that. So I want to say that my Woman Crush of the Week is Reba McEntire. I read her autobiography in high school, probably 3 times. I was obsessed with her music. Mm-hmm. I remember the first time I ever listened to her CD, Whoever's in New England. I think it was a tape at the time. And her greatest hits is one of my favorite greatest hits of all time. So a little back history. She is 60 years old. If you watched her on the Academy of Country Music Awards, you can't believe that. Yeah, she's got an amazing surgeon. Mm-hmm. Amazing. Mm-hmm. But she was born in Oklahoma. She traveled growing up to watch her world champion steer roper father compete. She later participated in barrel racing herself. She was 11 years old when she started barrel racing, and she did that until the age of 21, which that's 10 years. That's a lot. Barrel racing, horses, poop, lots of poop. She's a tough broad. Her mother had once harbored dreams of being a country music singer. So instead, she had four children and taught them how to sing and harmonize on long car trips to go see their dad perform. So everyone's heard of Reba. She's amazing. She performed on the Academy of Country Music Awards the other night, and it was great to hear some of her old songs and some of her new songs. She's also done acting. The show Reba. Did you watch that show?
Mm-hmm.
Adorable. So she is my woman crush of the week just because she is just amazing country music woman. And she kind of like was that example for the Mirandas, for the Carries,
yeah,
to like pursue their dreams. She set that path.
She paved the way.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So that's my country music, or that's my woman crush of the week.
All right.
Yeah. How about you, Miss Carrie?
Okay, well, I was very sneaky with my woman crush of the week because I told you it was one thing on your notes, but however, it's an entirely different. So my woman crush of the week is she's amazing and wonderful, and I feel very, very blessed to know her. My woman crush of the week is Miss Janet Blair.
Why you gotta be like that? Oh, my gosh.
I should have brought you Kleenex.
Why did you do that?
Because you're so positive all the time, but you're real. That's the whole thing is you're real. And, you know, like even on Facebook, you're always posting these incredibly positive things, but not way out there. I mean, every single person I've ever known who does the whole we are one and everything is love and everything else, they're like the most messed up people you could ever imagine. They're egomaniacs, and that's their game. That's how they get people to follow them. And I always wonder, are they trying to convince themselves or are they trying to convince us? But you're positive while still being who you are. You're just amazing. It's been nice to get to know you over the years. And then it was such an incredible honor to me. So it was almost a year ago. It was close to a year ago that you sent me an email and you wanted me to be on your podcast. And that was the first that I got to meet you in person.
I know. And I know. That was a chance.
Yeah.
For both of us.
Yes. And,
here,
you know.
Come to my house, Carrie McLeod.
I know. I could have been a crazy psycho weirdo.
No, I could have been a crazy psycho weirdo.
I knew you weren't. I just knew you weren't. I think the risk is with me.
No.
But you are. You're so positive. And it's actually been very helpful to me recently and just the stuff that I've been going through. It's been very helpful to just, I did realize I haven't been on Facebook at all today. Did you post positive stuff today?
I did post something about not judging other people today.
Oh, I like that.
Yes.
Yeah, well, I missed it because I was really busy and I have not
been on Facebook. I understand.
But you are. You're always positive. And you're just, you know, even when I told you, like I told you that I did the breakup, it's you have the sense to know, no, I don't want to talk about it. No, I, you know, just sending you hugs, sending you love. That's just the nature of how you are. And so me and T-Squared, we always call you our breath of fresh air. You just are.
You are so amazing.
You just
amazing.
Are. You're such a lady. You're so kind. You're so compassionate. And you're so real. You know, it's not any of this fake, oh, I'm going to try and convince everybody I'm so happy and joyful and positive. No, that's not. You're just.
It's real life. You can't be like that
all
the time. Yeah,
you're just a very real. You're very authentic. And it's very inspiring to people. And I think I'm a more positive person from getting to know you.
Well,
you know,
thank you.
And I get to say holy muffins all the time.
Holy muffin and son of a banana.
I know. And holy muffins is so much better than the holy I used to say. It's just much more ladylike.
Aww.
You're actually, that's another thing too. You personify a lady, true lady. So anyway, that is my woman crush of the week. And I apologize for being so sneaky.
You were.
I know I
was. And we'll talk about who you told me it was going to be.
I know. I told you because
cheers,
I
cheers, Carrie.
Yep.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you and all of the girls for being on my podcast because you have to drive all the way out to BFE Parker And I ask you to talk about your life. I ask you to talk about country music, even though you're not as into country music as me.
I'm becoming more so. Although I'm going back a little bit to, you know, I go back a little bit to the rock and, you know.
It's all eclectic.
I'm so eclectic. I am, from Frank Sinatra to Pantera to...
And I have become that way over the years, especially getting to know Steve and, like, some of the friends we were hanging out there for a while. I discovered the Aerosmith, the Guns N' Roses. I almost said Gunsmoke. I have discovered Gunsmoke because of Steve.
but pretty, like, cool Western.
Yeah. And back in my college days, it was a little bit of country, but it was the Nellies, the Britney Spears, the Pink, which we'll talk about soon.
Yes.
And so I understand you can have an eclectic taste. But these days, I love the new country music.
Which I do too.
It's hard.
I do too. Even though I'm told by so many people that it's not country.
I just stopped posting.
I don't like the twangy thing. I like the.
And I love the twangy thing. I love Loretta Lynn. I love Conway Twitty.
I don't like the twangy thing for sure. But I love the. And it's you and Amber that got me into country.
And the nice thing about the world is we can all have an opinion and it makes the world go round.
Yes. Isn't that the craziest thing? There's so many people.
Steve McGrew.
So many people who think you have to be like them and think like them. And it's like, really? You want to hang out with a bunch of you? A bunch of clones? That doesn't make any sense.
I think they would. I think we should do that to them. Uh-huh. Make, like, lock them in a room for a week with themselves.
I work with genetic people. Maybe we can get them on this cloning thing.
On it. All right, now it's time for Hollywood Happenings. And what I wanted to do for Hollywood Happenings is just run through a list of the winners from the Academy of Country Music Awards. Is that okay with you?
Yes, that's fine.
I kind of felt bad. I almost said, Carrie, are you sure you want to be on this podcast?
No, it's fine.
Because
it's fine. Okay. I did not see it.
Okay.
I've already told you I don't have regular TV, but...
So this is all new to you. You ready?
Yes.
All right, so Entertainer of the Year, Luke Bryan. Yay or nay?
Nay.
I voted for Miranda every single day. It was fan voted. I tried.
Luke Bryan in his skinny jeans. I just can't get into him to wear skinny
jeans. Shake it. New Artist of the Year, Cole Swindell.
I like him.
He is adorable.
Mm-hmm.
Album of the Year, Platinum by Miranda.
Mm-hmm.
Single Record of the Year, and I couldn't agree more with this, was I Don't Dance by Lee Bryce.
Oh, I love that song.
He has a way with writing music. Mm-hmm. Some of his songs, like the fun party songs, like they're good. But those songs, I call them panty droppers because they are amazing.
I would probably drop my panties for him, but you know.
Ooh. The Song of the Year was Automatic by Miranda. The Video of the Year was Drunk on a Plane by Dierks Bentley. Have you seen that video?
I so don't like that song. I love Dierks, and I'm going to see him in August.
Huge. Yeah. Congratulations. You didn't tell me that.
Yes, I am. And Tim McGraw.
Oh.
I
knew Tim.
I just don't like Drunk on the Plane.
I think it's funny. If you have you watched the video?
No.
And pull it up on YouTube.
It's a funny song. It is. Yes. And it's just not.
You have to watch the video. The video made it for me.
It's an earworm for me, where it gets stuck in my head.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love those songs.
I don't
seriously
like
promise me you're going to pull it up on YouTube.
Okay, I will.
Maybe after this podcast, I will make you watch it on YouTube. I forget things. It. Top female vocalist, Miranda Lambert. There was a lot of cheering happening in my section.
Mm-hmm.
The Crystal Milestone Award went to Loretta Lynn. I love her. Top male vocalist was Jason Aldean.
I love him.
He is amazing. And again, the boyfriend doesn't like him.
My favorite song right now is by him.
Which one? It's okay.
It's the newest one that's played. What's it called?
I'm not good with...
Something like You Look Good and...
And I hear that a lot of his new songs are about his new wife, which is sweet.
Yeah,
even though they met when he was married. Don't judge, people. I posted that today. Don't judge. All right. Top vocal group, Little Big Town. Do you like them?
Yes.
Girl Crush, do you like that song? Have you heard it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and you saw the whole controversy around that.
I talked about that on the Wrinkled Sheets podcast. Ridiculous.
Yeah, it was
insane. When I heard that, I was like, what?
Yeah,
and people aren't listening to the song.
Right. They don't know what the song is about. And then also, I just get so, you know, I'm gay activist. My best friend is gay. It's important to me. And it's still so frustrating to me. It's like, seriously, we just keep going back in time. It's like, they're not trying to have sex with you. They just want to love the person they want to love. And so,
that song's not even a bad
exactly.
set.
Exactly. And they're trying to get it off of the radio, and it's just, are you kidding me?
I think that died. I think it died. I think people realized how stupid they were.
Live and let live. Seriously.
The top vocal duo, Florida Georgia Line.
Like them.
Do you like them? That's good. Because the boyfriend hates them. Hates them.
Yeah, he's in that whole Kenny Mace category. I love Kenny. I do.
I love Kenny Mace. I love Steve. But we know that we can't talk about music together. And it kind of sucks because it's kind of a passion for me.
Or politics. I can't talk politics with Kenny Mace, that's for sure.
Yeah, then you can't talk politics with Steve.
I know. I have debated a little bit with him on Facebook. Finally, I've decided, okay, no more.
He will take some jabs. Both of them will.
He didn't, though. He was respectful in my conversation with him, but definitely different sides of the coin.
And I thought it was funny. I'm sure if Kenny Mace ever... He probably doesn't listen, but he posted...
He
I posted something about country music or a concert. It was maybe the Chase Rice concert I went to.
I remember.
And he posted something under it that was like bashing bro country, and I deleted it.
Yeah, I remember. I remember that because I did actually see his. And then he did a thing on his page.
Yes, because he was upset that I deleted it. But that's my page. Don't post stuff against what I'm posting.
Exactly.
And I didn't call him out. I actually liked his post to let him know. I was acknowledging, yes, I see your post on your page. You go, boy.
Yeah. And you're good. See, that's another thing.
I'm very passive. You're
good. I have gone off on people. Generally, people who are... Generally, men who are hitting on me blatantly on my page, I've gone off on them. Definitely. Well,
you should. Mm-hmm. You should. Now, did we have cupcakes and presents the last time you were here?
No.
This is a new thing. I'm not going to make you eat a cupcake every time. Do you want that?
Yes.
Okay. Next time, I'll start bringing cupcakes.
You know that place that has the bundt cakes?
No.
The little bundt cakes? It's like C470 in Quebec. I was going to stop there if I had time. Because T-Squared is coming over.
Yes, we're gonna have a girls' night out after this.
Yeah, this is actually going to
girls' night in, actually.
Yeah, this will actually piss off the T-Squared fans. Why are you teasing me with T-Squared? And she's not even on. But I was going to pick up they're like little bundt cakes.
Oh, that sounds cute.
There are. They're so cute.
I need to have, because this is cupcakes and presents time. It's all about celebrity birthdays. Because I care about celebrity birthdays. Do you care? You can be honest.
I don't care about celebrity birthdays. I do, however, care about cupcakes.
There we go. So I just want to run through, you can drink your wine while I run through these. So this last Sunday, James Franco turned 37. That's another thing that I like to do. I'm like, really? They're that age?
I love him. He is so
weird.
Smart.
And weird.
But he's so...
Do you follow him on Twitter?
Brilliant. He is... No, I don't. But
you need to.
I keep forgetting I have Twitter, remember? But he's brilliant.
I know.
He's a writer and... I mean, he's just... I love him. He's brilliant and he's out there and he's...
It's funny with Carrie. I'll like tag her in a tweet and it's like a week later before she favorites
him.
Oh, yeah.
I have tweet. I forgot. I have Twitter. I forgot.
Kate Hudson turned 36
love
on
her.
Sunday. Ashley Judd turned 47.
Love her.
Yesterday, 420, Miranda Kerr was 31.
Wait, do I know her?
Miranda Kerr was, I think, with Johnny Depp for a while. Orlando Bloom. Sorry. Wrong actor.
Yeah, I don't know who she is.
If you saw her face, you would.
Okay.
Jessica Lange turned 65.
Love her.
Carmen Electra is 42, and I was a little surprised.
Wait, Jessica Lange is 65?
Yeah, see, that's
how
I was with Carmen
Electra. She's also got a very good surgeon.
Today, Queen Elizabeth turns 88. Iggy Pop is 67.
Cool.
I knew you would like that. Tony Romo is 34. And Tony Danza is 63.
Really?
Yeah. Who's the boss? What?
God, I feel old now.
Tomorrow, Willie Robertson of Duck Dynasty turns 42. Jack Nicholson is 77.
Holy cow.
Glenn Campbell is 78.
Wow.
Then on the 23rd, George Lopez turns 53. On the 24th, Kelly Clarkson is 32, and Barbara Streisand is 72.
Love her. Mm-hmm. She's like butter.
The Babs. Babs, right?
Love her.
Babs the butter.
Oh my God, her voice is just amazing.
And then on the 25th, Al Pacino is 74. So everyone eat a cupcake. You have permission because we just celebrated everyone's birthday.
I knew about half of those celebrities. So
good job.
Feeling,
you're getting there.
See, you're getting me there. I'm getting who
are you watching TMZ or Entertainment Tonight yet?
No. I don't have regular. Well, I do have regular TV. The kids watch it. I watch on my little Kindle.
Ah, gotcha. Netflix. I bet you could pull TMZ up on their website.
Yeah, probably.
But it's a lot of stuff you gotta sort through.
Yeah, I don't care enough to actually go through it.
Yeah. Question and answer fun time.
Okay.
How many pillows do you sleep with?
I have a gazillion pillows at the moment. And that I came by this accidentally because I had this incredible down pillow I love so much. I had such a great sleep on this pillow. I loved it. Well, it's losing feathers. Losing feathers. This has been going on for like the past year. It's been losing feathers. So I'm on this quest to find I did finally replace it with a very good pillow. But I buy pillows and you can't return. Seriously, you're going to use the pillow for the night and then, oh no, this pillow doesn't work. And then go buy another pillow and exchange that. No, that's just rude. That's bad manners.
I've never heard of that. Do people do that?
Probably.
People are weird.
People do all kinds of crazy weird stuff.
I bet Sheldon Cooper does that.
This is why I do not shower.
Does your son do that?
No.
Okay.
This is why I would not shower at the gym because people just do weird stuff.
I would take my own bleach with me.
So, in the process of finding the pillow for the good night's sleep, I've acquired a lot of pillows. And, you know, they always got tossed off the bed because, you know, I had my pillow, although Zach was not very pillowy. He's very big and hard. But anyway, now after the breakup and I'm sleeping alone, I pile the pillows around me. I'm like in this pillow fort.
You're in a fort.
I am. I'm like in this pillow
You're
fort.
Like and then 12-year-old
like tuck, I like
again.
Tuck the blanket around me. I like swaddle myself. Seriously.
You because, feel cuddled.
Yes, I do. I do. I do. And then, you know, a friend of mine, this guy friend, he sends me the boyfriend pillow. Have you seen that?
Maybe. Yeah, describe it
like,
for us.
Yeah, I will never need to have a boyfriend pillow. It's like a guy's arm. It's like,
oh,
you
yes,
know,
I have like, seen that. Yeah. It's like a body pillow, but with an arm, right?
Yeah. I'm like, I so don't need that. It's not the real thing. So, no, I'm good.
That's
so, yeah, I sleep with a gazillion pillows at the moment. I have all those little throw pillows, too, you know, because I'm a girl.
Yes.
You know, and they come with a nice comforter set. But it only looks like that on laundry day.
Once a week.
The rest of the time, I don't understand.
I'm the same way.
Yeah, why do people make beds? It's like cleaning your house before your kids move out.
The last time that the lady came to clean our house, which she does it every other week, I'm not pampered. It's not a weekly thing. It's not a daily thing. Don't think of it like that. I hate saying that because I think people judge. But anyway, the last time she came, it was 5 minutes after she made the bed, and I'm like throwing the pillows off because I'm like, I have to work. I was working from home that day, and I was like, I'm going to sit in this bed and work, and I can't with all these freaking pillows. So, yeah, we have those pillows, too. They're up there once every other week. What's the longest you've gone without sleep, and why? Why aren't you talking? Have you slept today?
I would say probably working on my master's. I'm sure I've had some very long nights because I'm one of those that I wouldn't get anything done if not for the last minute. You know, actually,
you gotta have that pressure.
Yeah, actually, my capstone project was, it turned out to be over 100 page, you know, it was a whole thing. I created this whole molecular laboratory and I had to create positions and all this stuff. I did
so
it
you
over
are
a weekend.
Sheldon Cooper.
Yeah, so I did this over a weekend. Even though I had, you know, 8 weeks to actually do it, I did it over the weekend. So I didn't sleep much that weekend. There's probably been lots of times I didn't sleep because, you know, sex, but
that's good.
Yeah. I need my sleep. I don't need as much sleep as most people do. I'm pretty good on 5 hours of sleep.
Oh, I'm good. Witch on 5 hours sleep.
Yeah, I'm pretty good. Under 5 hours? No.
No.
Over 6 hours? It kind of makes me more sleepy. So I'm pretty good right in between 5 and 6 hours.
Interesting.
Yeah. I do like naps, though.
I do, too. I love a good afternoon nap.
This colleague I love so much, she's becoming a pretty good friend. She was complaining about something else. She goes, I love that people think I'm a kindergartner. I'm like, this isn't kindergarten?
We don't get naps?
I thought I come to kindergarten. No wonder I don't get naps. Yeah, I love naps.
Working with some people, it does feel like kindergarten, doesn't it?
I just wish there was naps and cookies and milk and color time and stories. And
you can make it color time.
You'd think at the children's hospital I'd get all kinds of that.
Coloring books and crayons.
They make me work.
What's the tallest building you've been to the top in?
I honestly pondered this when you sent this to me, and I really, truly don't know.
Space Needle?
No.
The St. Louis Arch?
Yeah, I've been in the St. Louis Arch.
Empire State Building?
have not been in the Empire State Building.
So we're going to go with the Arch because it's in Missouri where I'm from. Yay!
And then I don't know how tall that building, that weird, that cash register building is downtown.
I don't know.
I did the thing like it was a, a raising money thing where you ran up the stairs.
Mm-hmm.
So I did that. It doesn't matter how tall the building is. I'm not going to look down.
Right.
I mean, that's my fear.
I don't mind. It doesn't. Your heights.
I have two major fears, heights and being rejected. Those are two big fears for me.
I will never reject you, Carrie.
Thank you.
So we learned a lot more than just these three things.
Because I talk
so much. That's what makes you a good podcast co-host.
It's funny because people who don't know me, they listen to this and they think I'm so outgoing and I'm not.
And then they see you in public and they're like, what's wrong? You're not talking.
Well, I am. You know, out in public, I'm situationally an extrovert. So, like, I know my social contract with the world and you know, I go out and I'm charming and fun and everything, but it wears me out, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I am much more an introvert than people imagine me to be.
I understand completely.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's time for Carrie's thoughts. So this is what you posted on Facebook and you wanted to address on the podcast. So
yes.
I feel like you brought notes.
I brought something that I... Yeah, I did.
Okay, so I'm going to read it and then you open up with your thoughts.
Okay.
There's a big difference between actually caring about who I am versus caring about what I can be for you. I wish more people understood that. That's huge.
I think it is huge, and it's something that I'm experiencing a great deal of right now. Just being immediately single and having such an online presence and the fact that I can be pretty social in social settings. So it's something that I'm dealing with. And so at the heart of human connection and experiences is shared vulnerability, a willingness to expose ourselves to another and to accept when they open themselves up to us. That part does not happen as much as it should. And I don't know exactly what's happening here. I don't know if people are just, well, I do know that people are more lonely. It's strange that we're more connected than ever,
mm-hmm.
but more lonely than ever.
Because it's not a real connection.
Yeah.
It's not a virtual connection.
Exactly. And so right now I can say people, and in that post I said people, but what I'm really talking about is men. You know, I'm very fortunate. I have good girlfriends that I forge very good connections with, and we're very real with each other. And I'm fortunate in that. With men, though, it's like they're, oh, look at here. She's single. She's cute. She's smart. She's funny. What can she do for me?
What's her 401k look like?
Yeah.
What's her salary look like?
How can she fill my needs?
Right.
You know, so what happens then? Yeah. So what happens then when they find out who I really am? Because, you know, in some of these, they experience me online, or they just experience this social image of me. You know, it's not like I go around sharing exactly who I am with everybody. What happens when they find out that my incredible sense of humor sometimes is hiding a great deal of thinking or pain or whatever. I mean, it's something that
it's a facade.
Yes, exactly. It's not necessarily a facade. I mean, I am funny, but
right,
at the
but
same
you
time,
put that wall up yes, of funny yes, to hide the
exactly.
Other.
It, you know, what happens then when they find this out? What happens when they find out the things like I have an incredible fear of rejection? What happens when they find that out? What happens when they find out that, you know, I'm not this image, you know, that I can completely tune them out when I am busy working on a project, or, you know, that they're not the center of my universe, that I'm not there just to fill their needs. And you can feel it, and it feels ick, you know, like the guys who they spend all this time talking about themselves, and I don't know if they're trying to impress you or what they're doing, but it's ask about me. You know,
right.
Get to know me. It's like you just want to know where I'm fitting into your life. How can I fulfill your needs? And I think this is really, and I don't think it's just in that arena of love relationships. You know, I think it happens too frequently.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just across the board, it happens a great deal. It's like people, they don't want to get to know a person. Instead, they want to know what that person can do for them. And it's not a very good way to get to know people, you know, and you can't really connect that way.
And I think that happens too after a certain age, like after age 30, like you see those 20 somethings. Oh, it's all about love. But then after real life hits, I see it more often. It's like, well, he does this and he makes this. And I'm like, wait, what? Why is that what you're telling me about him?
It feels like more and more people are wanting to do some sort of, I don't know, like a business transaction, or it's all very, very shallow.
It's, you know,
is she good eye candy, or, you know, does he drive a great car? You know, I experience it with men. I'm sure men experience it with women.
There is.
Maybe even more so. I mean, you know, we talk all the time about how shallow men are, but really, I think when I look at my single friends,
I ain't saying she's a gold digger, but
I think more of my single girlfriends are more shallow than men are.
But do you think that's out of fear? Because women tend to not be as stable in their own lives as they should be, or they don't feel as stable. They feel like they need that man.
I think women, especially once they get to my age, I think some women, they thought, okay, this is where I thought I was going to be, but I'm not there. And I think a lot of women look for their identities in men. You know, I think they like that image. You know, like I have girlfriends who will only date men who are in bands, or, you know, all these different weird things. And it's like, you know what? Create your own identity.
Right.
Figure out who you are. Because, you know, so I can say I experience this, but really, truthfully, probably men experience it more so.
Oh, yeah. I believe
men are just an image.
They tend to make more.
A provider.
More money. They drive the nice cars.
Who looks good. Who drives the better car. And I'm always, I am always floored with that. When a girlfriend of mine will meet a new guy and talks about what he does for a living, what he drives. Those things, you know, that was one thing I loved about hearing about T-Squared's boyfriend is...
Toby?
Yeah, because it's about how good he is to her.
Yes.
How he makes her feel. Yes, how he makes her feel, how he respects her, all these things. There's nothing shallow about it. It's all about those human connection things and that shared vulnerability that does define our human connections. And so it's just, it feels ick. And so any of those men, and I know there's men who listen to this just because I'm talking.
Really? Maybe we should sell your autograph or something.
I have some men I know on my page who will listen to it just because of that. And it's,
well, I'm glad that you're listening, men that are listening for Carrie's insight and voice.
What does she sound like in person? Because she never calls me back.
Awkward.
Was that a good blow off for those men?
If you thought it was you, yep, it was.
It totally was.
Don't try and brush it off. Just keep on walking.
If you call me every day and I don't call you back, there you go. It probably is because you make me feel like this. You know, you make me feel like this because there's nothing shallow about me. You know, I think I see people a little bit differently. I see people with my heart. I like the way they make me feel.
I can tell that.
Yeah. When I'm with them, I like the way that they make me feel. And I don't like it when they make me feel like, what can you do for me?
Right.
Because then they want to change you when you don't fit into that image that they thought you were.
When you're not into the Barbie mold.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about pink. Not the color, even though it's the best color ever.
We're not going to talk about Miranda?
We will.
Okay.
Maybe, if we have time. But
or the shoes that change color?
That's a tease. We're going to get to those. But first, we got to talk about pink. Now, everyone listening, Carrie told me, like, as soon as I sent her the notes, she's like, OMG, this was going to be my woman crush of the week. You read my mind. And I was like, on point, Janet. High
five. It was a tie.
I tied with pink.
Yes, you tied
Holy
with pink.
Schneckies.
It was a tie because this is spectacular. The way she responded to this was spectacular.
Well, tell us about the story.
Okay. So she was going to a cancer benefit.
Which Awesome.
Right.
One point for pink.
She was going to a camp, and she's pink. So, of course, there's paparazzi, and there's people taking pictures. And apparently she did not look thin enough in a picture in her beautiful black dress. And I think she looks stunning no mm-hmm. matter what. I mean, she's gorgeous and fierce and a badass, and she's amazing. And, you know, especially her body image stuff is so incredible to me because, you know, that's a big thing for me. And people... They criticize her because, you know, she's put on some weight.
She looked like she put on a little weight. I don't even know if she put on a little weight.
She's
I guess
happy.
She does own up to the fact that she does put on weight. She has put on weight in her statement. But when I looked at the picture, I didn't even see that. I just saw it as a dress that wasn't a Kim Kardashian, you can see every curve dress.
She's beautiful.
Yes.
She is. She's
classy.
Beautiful. Exactly. She's beautiful and classy, and she's way more my style.
And we'll post the picture on our website, Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine.
I am not into the show everything kind of thing, you know? I think there's a time and place for that, certainly. And I loved her response to it. So people they're criticizing her. Oh, she's fat. She's gotten all fat. And because
she let herself go
right to do that. And she said, I can see that some of you are concerned about me from your comments about my weight. She wrote in a tweet, you're referring to the pictures of me from last night's cancer benefit that I attended to support my dear friend, Dr. Maggie Denome.
I think so.
Who was given the Duke Award for her tireless efforts and stellar contributions to the eradication of cancer. But unfortunately, my weight seems to be much more important to some of you. While I admit that the dress didn't photograph as well as it did in my kitchen, I will also admit that I feel very pretty. In fact, I feel beautiful. And I love that response.
Yes.
And she blew up the internet, and I love that. And
it was everywhere.
Mm-hmm. She did look, she looks amazing, and she looks happy, and she's a happy family mom and wife. And, you know, I don't understand why people think it's acceptable to.
Right. They've done that recently with Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So she looked amazing. She looked incredibly happy. She went on to tweet an adorable picture with her daughter, Willow. That's kind of a normal name.
Mm-hmm.
From the evening, along with the caption, Willow said to me the other day, whilst grabbing my belly, Mama, why are you so squishy? And I said, because I'm happy, baby.
Mm.
And another photo with her husband, Carrie Hart, along with the caption, and my hubby says, it's just more to love, baby. And then I smack his hand off my booty because we're in the supermarket.
I just love her. I love her so many reasons.
I love her, too. And the whole body image thing, I think it's amazing that she's addressing it because, you know, and then what she said, the idea that celebrity bodies, that all women's bodies are ours to criticize, has become a societal norm. But it shouldn't be, and we can still fight it. It is only in actively challenging why we feel it is our right to put others down that we can eventually rise above it. And here's my thoughts on it is when you're judging others, you're judging yourself. And so if
right.
you have your own insecurity, that's why you feel like it's acceptable to judge other women, other people. The interesting thing is when you look at it, the majority of people, you know, and I'm kind of sounding like a woman hater today, and I'm not, but the majority of that criticism comes from women. You know, it's other women who criticize other women. You know, most seriously, do you know any man who's going to say, you know what, put your clothes back on and go home to pink? Really?
Right.
They're not going to. It's the women, and it's because they feel insecure about their own bodies or whatever. It's like, get comfortable with yourself, and then you don't have to go criticizing other women. It's unnecessary, and it really is putting us all down. And
it puts
us all in this light that is just, it's a reflection of them judging her.
So I was pulling I'm not texting people mm-hmm. on my phone, I promise. I was pulling up my status today.
You would be a bad date.
I would. I wanted to let you know that this was my status this morning that you haven't seen. You ready?
Because
are you
I,
ready?
I forgot to be
it's
on
so
Facebook
relatable.
Today.
Judging a person does not define who they are. It defines who you are.
Yeah, exactly. That's
so
something
that's
something
perfect.
That I've always said is it's not a reflection. You're judging yourself.
Right. Okay.
She's amazing.
Are you ready for some Miranda
And don't
time?
You feel good, though, that you were tied with pink for the girl crush?
I do, because it's my favorite color, and I love her. I do love her. She's one of my favorite female artists.
Yeah, I love her, too. And you know, body image and all that, that's huge for me.
All right, so we're going to talk about Miranda for just a minute, because Academy of Country Music Awards week. Mm-hmm. I saw this article, and I had to share. So women in country have to stick together, according to Miranda Lambert. She was one of the very few women nominated at the Academy of Country Music Awards this year. So she says the ladies of country music need to help one another. And there's lots of great female artists out there. Kacey Musgraves. There's Brandy... Crap, I forgot her last name, but I love her album. Someone's yelling, like, listening and going, Brandy Clark. Brandy Clark, yes. She's amazing. Miranda said, I really support female artists in any genre, especially country music right now. I've taken out girls all tour long, and I want to continue to do that because I feel like we need to stick together because it's hard. And if you notice, like, even at the Grizzly Rose, there's way more male performers that come there than females because females don't sell tickets. Miranda does, but the up-and-comers, they do not. They do not. Lambert was the only woman nominated for Entertainer of the Year at Sunday's awards show, pitting her against Garth Brooks, Luke Bryan, Florida Georgia Line, and Jason Aldean. We know now she didn't win, but I voted every day. I swear, Miranda. I swear. She was lead nominee with 8, and her other nominations include Album of the Year for Platinum and Song and Single of the Year for Automatic. She was rocking that night. There were no females nominated for New Artist of the Year. Lambert is the only female artist nominated for Single of the Year. And her collaboration with Carrie Underwood's Something Bad is the only female representation in the Video of the Year category. We all have insecurities. And I feel like we all know what it takes to be here. So we have to lift each other up. That's what she said. Mm-hmm. When asked about why there aren't enough women on country radio, Miranda said, I don't really know. Number one, I'm glad to have my spot. I just think it goes in phases. There's just a lot of really, really great male artists right now. And it's good, too. And there's so many different influences in country right now. Like hip-hop. Sorry, Stephen Kenny. And rock and roll. And some blues. So I feel like if you turn on country radio, you'll find something you'll love because it's so diverse right now. And that's a great thing. And when asked what advice she gives to young girls who want to be country singers, I thought this was very huge. Especially since... she started in Nashville Star, Blake's in The Voice. Mm-hmm. She says, just don't try and do it too early. Be a high school kid. Be a cheerleader. Do your thing. And also just know who you are. Know what you want to say and stick with it throughout. Miranda wrote a song for Reese Witherspoon and Sofia Vergara's upcoming comedy Hot Pursuit. Another reason why that movie's going to rock. And she said this experience was different. As a songwriter, we write our own stories. And this was already a story. It's a movie. So she worked with Reese and created this song, and I can't wait to hear it. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was a great story. What do you think?
Yeah, and, you know, I actually have to admit I like her.
Do you say it was such, like, well, because, are you scared?
You know, no, she's married to my boyfriend.
Oh, that's right.
Remember?
Right.
I think that means I can have boyfriends, though. If he has a wife, I can yes. have other boyfriends, so that's all good. No, I like her for so many reasons. I do think that it's not just in music and everything. Women need mentors to help them.
She's an amazing mentor.
Yeah, they need mentors to help pave the way, because as much as we want to deny it, there still is a glass ceiling, whether it be in music, in business, in what I do, writing, in anything, there's the glass ceiling for women. And, you know, we still tend to be objectified and not taken as seriously as we should be. So I love that. I also love her for the same reasons I love Pink, as she does.
And I think that's why I like them both.
Yeah, she has really great, she's a great example for the body image and the loving yourself how you mm-hmm. are. Of course, that's easier to do when you have a trainer that travels with you.
Right.
You know, I mean.
But it took her a while to even embrace that idea.
Yeah, it's a challenging thing. You know, I mean, we all know as women, we are objectified and we're supposed to live up to this certain standard and look this certain way. But don't be too smart. Don't be too talented.
Don't eat too much cheese.
Because don't eat too much cheese. Fat. I love cheese.
I'm going to
Madison, Wisconsin in the middle of the month.
Cheese heaven.
And yeah, I'm so excited. I'm so excited for the cheese. I mean, I'm really excited to be asked to go. It's a business thing and I got asked to go. But at the same time, I'm excited about the cheese.
Yes.
But yeah, that's I do. I love Miranda for the same reason I love Pink. And I think they're both very good mentors for girls.
They are.
And women.
They are. And Miranda was among Garth Brooks, Taylor Swift, and others to receive the 50th anniversary milestone award at the ACMs,
which I thought was amazing. I'm still angry at her for being married to my boyfriend, though.
It's okay.
He's so funny and cute.
He is hilarious.
And tall and cute and funny.
And cute, maybe?
And I love his new song.
Which one?
The
Sangria?
Yes. Oh, my
it's
God.
It's all about wine.
I love that song. Oh, I can say, too, I do have to tell you this. When you ask me what's happening, and I did tell you that today was my first really good day, I car danced on my way here.
I love car dancing.
Me too.
I need a tinted window.
And I'm like totally dancing. I look over, this guy's watching me. And then I just look for a minute and I went back to
dancing.
That's
when you turn to him and give him the rock on symbol. Not the middle finger. The rock on, Carrie. Or the hang ten. That's good. Yes, that's good. Rock on is this. Not the middle finger, Carrie.
I didn't do the middle finger.
All right. Just wanted to make sure. Now, you sent me this next story that will be the story that we end on because it's so you and it's so amazing.
Oh, I did send that to you.
High tech, high heels, change color with the click of an app. What the?
Isn't this amazing?
Holy this muffin.
This is amazing. And this came from, I love having a gay best friend because he sent this to me.
Oh, well, thank you, gay best friend. Can we call him by name?
Chris. Yes, Chris. I should. My BFF, Chris. Chris and his significant other, Paul, they both sent this to me. And it's incredible. So this app, so you buy these shoes. And
they're not cheap.
Yeah.
$249.
Which, as many shoes as I have.
And they're not going to ship until December.
Yeah. But they're amazing.
You have to be patient.
Use an app. What I really want, though, is for them to move up the technology where you can keep changing colors.
Yes.
Like I had those one shoes on Sexy Shoe Sunday.
you say it like
because
sexy shoe Sunday.
I keep forgetting.
Say it with confidence.
Yeah, I keep forgetting what it's called. So I posted it on Monday because, on Sundays I'm usually barefoot. So
And braless. B-squared.
Except when I go to the gym or I go for a run on Sundays and I'm wearing my Brooks or something. But So on a Monday, I posted these shoes. I love these shoes. I bought these shoes, like, seriously, like $25. I bought these shoes.
Mm-hmm.
They're pumps and they're Mary Jane pumps.
Okay.
And they have 5-inch heels. And the ones I posted were brown. Well, I also have them in blue, in black, in red, in green, and in like a black and white.
Okay.
So, I spent some money on this.
Yes.
So what I want is that one pair of shoes that I can keep changing colors.
The colors,
like,
yes.
I can change all those colors. I think that's pretty extraordinary. Because today, my boss asked me, my boss who is leaving, which I'm so bummed about, but my boss asked me, he said, so if you wore all of the shoes you own and you started on January 1st and you never repeated a pair, when would you have to start repeating a pair?
That's a great question.
Yeah, and I thought about it. Now, keep in mind, this is my boss who's worked with me for 7 years. So he's seen a lot of shoes. And I had to think about it, and I said, November?
Holy muffin.
Yeah, I did ask first, weekdays only or weekends too? He said weekends too.
Oh,
so then I said, well, I'm not counting Sundays because if I put on nice shoes on Sundays, I didn't tell him this, but if I put on nice shoes on Sundays, it's just to take a picture to put on Facebook
right.
So I can participate with everybody doing their sexy shoes. So not counting Sundays, then yeah, probably November.
You're amazing.
No, it's crazy. It's not amazing. It's crazy. It's insane. Seriously.
Well, these heels, they're called Vervoorly Timeless Smart Shoes, and this is how they work. They change color in the click of a smartphone app. Instant customization. It's created by seven people. It took seven people to create these shoes when I think you and I could probably sit down and be like, this is what we want. Make it happen.
Yes.
Right? To an app guy in Lithuania.
Go do this.
And it's a brainchild of a display technology research scientist. It's high-tech pumps. They're digital chameleons for fancy feet. They're made of leather and rubber and outfitted with hidden circuit board, Bluetooth, and battery components. And here's the kicker. They're pimped out with electronic e-ink paper that you can control with the app. That's the actual part that you change. And they have different displays. They like have they switch from a smart display panel from black to white to a chic Louis Vuitton inspired black and white pattern. So it's not that like it's not like you can make them pink or blue or anything yet. But I bet it's close.
That's coming.
Yeah, yeah.
I could have one pair of shoes that changes into all these different colors.
Imagine if they created shirts that did that.
That would be cool.
Pants.
Skirts.
I have five pairs of the same exact pants.
I need skirts. They're black work pants. I need skirts that do that. Pencil skirts that do that exact same thing.
And they're available in black or white, soft leather lined. They come in two tall heel heights, 3.5 inches or 4.5 inches.
3.5 inches for the wimps.
I'm a wimp. I would have totally gone with 3.5.
I would go with 4.5 and then ask, when are you getting the 6-inch ones?
Yeah. The battery powers the display. It also comes with USB wireless charging capabilities, which takes about 2 hours to fully charge. And like I said, it's going to be $249, and they're not hitting the shipping until December. So yeah, I'm going to share the link for.
Yeah, you saw the video, right?
Yes, I did. Yeah, they're pretty amazing. At twogirlsinabottleofwine.com.
Yeah, I won't be buying any though. $250 for shoes, no. I didn't even spend that on cowboy boots.
Maybe a possible suitor could buy that for you. I'm just throwing it out there.
I did actually have a guy who would email me all the time and say, I would really love to come and take you out to buy you shoes. Why?
He has a foot fetish. Watch out.
He was so weird.
Yes.
I went on a couple of dates with him. This was years, years, years ago. And then I kept him on my Facebook page for a while. And then he'd start sending me emails. And I'm like, why would you do that? Just a friend buying shoes. Oh, really? So you would go buy your guy friend's shoes?
Right. Get the latest Nikes? Yeah. Men are weird.
They are weird.
So before we go, I want to mention again our Cinco de Movie Night. With two girls and a bottle of wine.
So entering that, Amber.
Yes. With two girls and a bottle of wine in Hot Pursuit. Who is your partner in crime? It could be your significant other, bestie, or even cubicle mate. But we want to see your picture of you and your partner in crime. Send your picture to twogirlsinabottleofwine@gmail.com or tag us on Instagram or Twitter, the number 2girlsandwine with hashtag twogirlspic. And we want to see that. And the movie screening is going to be May 5th, which is Cinco de Mayo. And it's going to be here in the Denver area. Time and location, TBA.
And good luck, because nobody has a better partner in crime than I do. Amber is the best.
Well, the good news is,
partner in crime.
I can have up to 3 winners.
Oh, yay.
Yeah. It'll be a girls' night out, y'all.
Yay.
And I'm also going to be sharing links for those that don't win. They can download free tickets that don't guarantee seating, but if you get there early enough, it'll get you in with this ticket.
It's cool. Me and my partner in crime can totally win.
I believe it. I'm excited to see your picture.
She's such a good partner in crime.
I know. She's going to be here next month.
I know. Hopefully
next week.
She'll make you blush.
Yes, she will. Mm-hmm. Next week, we've got Tara back in the house, and Yay. It's actually going to be on Wednesday night. So we usually do Monday or Tara. Tuesday, but Wednesday next week, and just stay tuned for that.
I adore her.
I can't wait for everyone to meet her, because everyone says the same. They're like, Tara seems so awesome. She is.
So sweet.
She is amazing. And she was introduced to me from a friend. Mm-hmm. It was like, I think this girl would be great for your podcast. And again, she showed up to my house not knowing me, and brave soul.
She is. She's great.
All right. You guys have a great week. Thank you, Carrie, for showing up. And it's time to hang out with T-Squared.
Yay.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you guys so much for listening. You found us once, but can you find us again? Make sure and check out our website at twogirlsinabottleofwine.com. You can listen to us on Podbean, Spreaker, iHeartRadio, Rockin' Comedy Radio, iTunes, Stitcher. All of our links can be found on Tumblr and Blogspot. Thanks, and we'll see you again soon.